Thank you, Mr. Chair. Since it is the first time I am taking the floor during this session, I would like to start by congratulating you for your election and assuring you of my delegation's full support. Mr. Chair, as we enter this new GGE cycle, we should be acutely aware of the credibility problem we are facing and take urgent measures to rectify this situation before it is too late, should we want to safeguard the relevance of this forum. If we fail to come up with a concrete outcome, it should come as no surprise that more efficient avenues to regulate autonomous weapon systems will be sought. During the last GGE cycle, the State of Palestine submitted a working paper containing a detailed proposal for the normative and operational framework on autonomous weapon systems. Our position since then has not changed. Mr. Chair, while we are only at day one of this new cycle, we should not feel complacent with time. Advances in technology are outpacing our discussions and have done so for the past 10 years. As we speak, the use of artificial intelligence and machine learning software to control the critical functions of selecting and applying force in weapon systems is being increasingly developed, explored, and used. Over the past GGE sessions, we raised specific concerns regarding the potential for AI-powered systems being used to commit or accelerate war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide, and of them being tested on populations of the Global South. For this reason, among others, we called for a legally binding instrument to be elaborated as a matter of urgency, and particularly to prohibit any autonomous weapon systems that would be designed to target humans. We are now seeing the direct consequences of the failure to establish new international rules, and I am not speaking in hypothetical terms, but will instead briefly give a real-life example from my own country, Palestine. Over the past 5 months, Israel has been engaged in the most sustained and intense bombing campaign of a populated area in history in Gaza. More than 30,000 Palestinians have been killed, including over 13,000 children, and Israel now stands accused of the commission of the crime of genocide at the International Court of Justice. We need to ask ourselves what led to such a staggering death toll. An investigation by Israeli Plus972 magazine and Local Call has revealed that Israel's use of artificial intelligence has been central to the execution of its mass killings in Gaza. The investigation was based on conversations with 7 current and former members of Israel's intelligence community, data and documentation from Gaza, and official statements by the Israeli army spokesperson and other Israeli state institutions. So let us beseech delegates in this room once again. First, give priority and more weight to the voices of those states that are or are likely to become victims of autonomous weapon systems. Second, when thinking about the risks of autonomous weapon systems, remember the real-life case of Gaza. Third, and perhaps most important, insist on the necessity for a moratorium to be imposed immediately on the development of these systems until specific safeguards are agreed in our discussions. Mr. Chair, we look forward to working constructively with all colleagues throughout this cycle, and I thank you.